by default because you don't want to step up to the plate. You can stay down there in Florida and, you know, be inconsistent, make a couple of Final Fours, and drop off to the NIT.
You're crazy, man.
Two NITs at Kentucky, and that's your ass.
For you to jump to conclusions that
thanks for the call, Ted.
We
appreciate it.
For you to jump to the conclusion that he's somehow scared and not loyal.
That's what I think he's saying.
Is absurd.
Loyal would be him staying with Kentucky or staying with Florida, which he did because they backed him.
He's not loyal though. He's scared. I mean,
that's what Ted was saying is that Billy Donovan
Ted
is scared.
Ted must have inside information.
And as far as
Arizona,
I love Arizona. My in-laws live out there. It's nice, but to call them the second premier conference out there, or the second premier team out there. I think that the Billy Donovan at Florida has a better gig than Arizona's right now.
Right. And this
and by the way, the defending Pac-10 champion USC Trojans with Tim Floyd, that's pretty good.
Right. And this whole notion that these guys should leave because they're or to avoid being scared or to avoid being seen as scared. How can you tell me that I mean, in my opinion, the biggest problem with college basketball and sports in general is that there is no loyalty, that these coaches are always looking for the next best job. Why not build the program you're at? Make them the Kentucky of – I mean, that's Donovan's goal, is to make Florida the premier program in the SEC. He's not playing second fiddle to anyone.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and be right back to talk about the NBA draft on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
790 The Zone is Georgia Tech's flagship station. WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting company.
The 11 o'clock hour on Score Atlanta Sports Sunday, Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Ted got your blood boiling there.
Yeah, we needed Ted to get our engines going this morning. Well,
what a good way to end the 10 o'clock hour when we start this 11 o'clock hour.
Ted's call was ridiculous. NBA. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
there's
I didn't
no,
understand
no way around
what
that.
Saying.
Sorry,
well, you
Ted.
Just didn't like it because he attacked Billy Donovan.
No, I don't like it because this.
Called him scurred.
No, I don't like it because I think there's a level of you know, staying at one school is important. I believe that. I think trying to win a championship at the school that you have loyalty to is something that's lost in sports. And for a fan to come on and say that these guys are scared because they're loyal is a joke. I mean, that's what's wrong with sports, is there is no loyalty.
And Ricky O'Connell from Personal Touch Lawn Care of Atlanta will be joining us in just a minute. But let's first get into a little of this NBA draft talk. Let's get into the NBA draft talk, okay?
The worst draft in years.
The Hawks could have a pick around 18, 19, 20, depending on how they finish in the regular season. What are they looking at, Scott? What are they looking at? I mean, we've said earlier in the program, if you missed it, we were talking Hawks, taking your calls, and we said, hey, they've got a nice little team built for regular season success, but they need a superstar. Can they get a superstar in that 18, 19, 20 pick?
Well, I don't know if you could get a superstar. I don't think there's a superstar in this draft, period.
It's a bit of a weak draft.
Yeah, I mean, it's the weakest draft you've seen in years. Even at the top, the number one pick, Blake Griffin, is someone who is a nice player, and he's an incredible athlete. There's no doubt about it, but he's in a totally different league than the guys who have been drafted number one in previous years, the Dwight Howards, LeBron Jameses, those types of guys. I mean, it's not even comparable. To me, the Hawks, you know, have two positions of obvious need. Point guard, because Bibby is on the way out, most likely. And even if he's not, he's older. And the AC Law experiment, though it's not, you know, the results aren't in for sure, it doesn't look like it's going well. And then at the center position, you got a guy, Al Horford, who's playing totally out of position. And a guy in Zaza Pachulia who's not a starting five in the NBA. Great guy off the bench. Love
Absolutely.
Him to death. Z-Pac's my man. But he's not a starting five in the NBA. Problem is, at the 18th pick, are you going to get a really top-notch center? No. And this is while it is a weak draft overall, it is an exceptionally strong draft for point guards.
Now, we had Mel call us up at 404-233-7979, star 790, on the AT&T phone and say they should get Blake Griffin. Well, Blake Griffin's not going to fall
Can't
past probably three.
No, he's going to be number one.
I think he's going to be number one overall, but worst case scenario, he doesn't fall past three. I don't think you're going to be able to get a if you do need a big man, say, I don't think there is a good big man other than Griffin, and he's not even a center. You know,
can you trade John? Yeah, right.
The best center you're going to have is maybe the kid from Ohio State who's not even close, or maybe the Hashim Thabeet. I guess he's going to be a center at the next level. But B.J. Mullins from Ohio State is not a finished product there.
Well, no one's even seen him play. I mean
he's
how many
not even
gets,
a
like,
starter.
30 minutes a game.
He's not even a starter out there, which I think is hilarious. If you're going to be drafting a guy, maybe you go after a point guard. And you guys said earlier, Steph Curry. I hate when people call him Steph Curry. But Steph Curry.
I didn't
Eric
know.
Maynor, you know, from VCU. Those are two guys that – do you feel comfortable? This is a guy in Stephen Curry, who wasn't even a point guard until this year. You know, so are you going to take a shooting guard? Don't you already have one of those in Joe Johnson? I don't want to step on any toes there. You know, do you take Jeff Teague from Wake Forest? Is he going to be a good point guard at the next level? You missed out on one Wake Forest point guard with Chris Paul, so you take another one. What do they do?
I agree with you 100%. Can't go more than 100, right? But I do agree with you 100% that Stephen Curry is not a true point guard. Here's the thing, though. When you put him around a bunch of other good players, he has so many other skills that he excels at. First and foremost, shooting. I mean, the guy gets a shot off whenever he wants, and it's such a deadly scorer that you put him with the Hawks team that is currently there, the Joe Johnson, the Marvin Williams, the Al Horford, and that's just a deadly, deadly lineup. But to me, Eric Maynard is your guy because he is the complete point guard.
How about this, Brian? Tony Douglas, Florida State. We saw what he did in the ACC tournament right here in Atlanta. You actually heard about it right here on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. He'd be an option, right, or no?
Absolutely. I think he would be a good option. He was one of the reasons Florida State made the tournament, got to that ACC finals, and he does have Atlanta ties here. Harry Douglas, wide receiver of Atlanta Falcons, is his brother. So it would be, I think, if the Hawks were able to get him, he would be a nice addition.
And even though he's dominating right now at the final Cinco, Ty Lawson, I'm not sure how his game's going to translate into the pros. He may turn out to be a great point guard, but I just think he's got Raymond Felton written all over him, which means serviceable point guard. And maybe that's all the Hawks need. It's just a serviceable point guard, but I don't know.
Well, no. If they needed just a serviceable point guard, then they'd be winning right now.
I think they need a superstar.
The thing that Eric Maynard provides is he's what right now, to me, the Hawks miss more than anything. I mean, they don't have the players, the bodies to win a championship, but the reason they're really struggling is because they don't have leadership, okay? Joe Johnson is one of the nicest guys in the business. But when it comes to grabbing his teammates by the jersey and saying, you know, you're not playing, step up, you know, screaming in the huddle, screaming in the locker room, that's not his thing. That's not his strong suit. And the thing that Eric Maynard provides is even though in year one you're not looking for your rookies to lead the team, 2-3 years from now he is absolutely a leader on the NBA level. He's not afraid to take a game-winning shot. He can get to the hole. He's a great outside shooter, and he's a phenomenal defender. This is a guy who beat Duke basically single-handedly in the tournament 2 years ago. And he, to me, would be the ideal fit for a Hawks squad that really does need veteran leadership or leadership in general and a point guard. And he's got both.
So we'll see what the Hawks do when the draft comes up. We've given you a little preview right there. Hey, that's what we do here on Score Atlanta Sports Sunday. When we come back, we're going to talk about Georgia trapping a fox, if you will. This is Sports Radio 790, The Zone.
When the Falcons were honored for one of the great turnarounds in NFL history, only 790 The Zone was given exclusive access.
We are live at the Sporting News NFL Awards, where the Falcons have swept Executive of the Year, Coach of the Year, and Rookie of the Year.
Matt Ryan joins us right now. You're looking slick back there. You got the buzz cut going there, Matt.
Well, I'm trying to get on the same level as you guys.
First for football, 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
I just discovered a whole new way to eat a sandwich. Well, actually, Quiznos discovered it. I just ate it. Introducing Quiznos' new Toasty Torpedo. Over a foot of Quiznos flavor on slim, sleek ciabatta bread for only $4. There are 5 great recipes to try. Go to ToastyTorpedo.com to enter for a chance to win free Toasty Torpedoes for a year. The new Quiznos Toasty Torpedo. Over a foot of Quiznos flavor for only $4. Quiznos. Toasty. At participating locations for a limited time.
Hey guys, Mike Bell here for Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership. And you don't need me to tell you, things are tough out there. Well, guess what? Aaron's is in your corner. Nobody beats Aaron's price, and they're here to help you with quality items, with the best top name brands, and more importantly, terms of lease that you can work with to get the things you want in your home right now. To find the Aaron's store nearest you, go to shopaarons.com and use the store locator. And of course, do the math. You'll find that nobody beats Aaron's, especially with all the big things coming up on the TV, like Masters Golf. How about a 65-inch Mitsubishi DLP HD TV, big screen with a Blu-ray player, just $129 a month on a 24-month lease with a guaranteed lowest price in town. That's the way to watch the game, but you'll need something to sit on. How about a 7-piece bonded leather living room group, just $129 a month on a 24-month lease? But wait, there's more from Aaron's. They got everything, from computers to TVs to bedroom sets. A 9-piece bedroom set, just $119.99 a month, the guaranteed lowest price in town, or a 24-month lease. Come on, do the math. Nobody beats Aaron's. Don't put it off till next year. Get the things you want in your home today. The heck with the economy. Aaron's will work with you. Do the math. Nobody beats Aaron's.
Pollock and Bell.
Hey, have a great weekend. Pollock's off to the beach.
Not a dang thing. Don't call me. Don't text me. I will not answer.
But I had questions about the Book of Leviticus.
Filling in for the All-American, we got Drew Barry. We got Mike Brooks from CNN. We got Willie Cellucci. We're out at the Masters.
Oh, gosh. We'll be BUY that day.
It's going to be a big week on Pollock and Bell.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
Score Atlanta Sports Sunday on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Fletcher Proctor, Scott Janovitz, Brian Jones. Hey, we've even got Joel behind the glass doing such a bang-up job. We'd like to thank you. But before we get into UGA trapping a fox, we've got Rufus on the line. He's been holding. I feel bad I didn't see Rufus. Rufus, welcome to Score Atlanta Sunday. You want to talk about the Hawks draft? What's up, baby?
Yeah, how you doing? I do agree that the Hawks need a point guard. I would personally prefer Johnny Flynn out of Syracuse if he does come out.
I don't think he's going to come out, but he would be a good name.
Yeah, I think we all like Flynn.
The situation, the problem that I have, though, is Mike Woodson, in my estimation, because I saw AC Law play in college, and he was better than all of those players that we were even considering in college. And my belief is that Mike Woodson doesn't develop players, and I think that's one of the main concerns that I have with him. So whatever player we draft, if we draft the player, I don't think it's going to make much of a difference. I think if Mike Woodson is our coach, we're going to have to go after a veteran point guard who already has confidence and already brings his own game.
You mean like Mike Bibby?
No, I don't think we should re-sign Mike Bibby. He makes too much money for what he produces. He doesn't produce much.
What about Eric Maynor?
I like Eric Maynor. Don't get me wrong. I think he's a good point guard.
It's 4 years.
I think Mike Bibby is turning to Sam Cassell, in my personal opinion. Okay, and I don't think you pay Sam Cassell $13-14 million.
But they're not going to pay Mike Bibby that money next year.
He's not worth $10 million, if you're asking me that as well.
All right, so who's the veteran guy you go after then? You've established
Stephon Marbury.
You bring Marbury back to the ATL.
You think Stephon Marbury is going to be the difference in the Hawks winning a championship?
I'm not saying that he's going to be the difference in the Hawks winning a championship. I do think we need a big man. But Marbury hasn't played in a couple of years. And when he was playing for the Knicks, he was averaging 19-7-7.
Playing for the Celtics right now, right?
Playing
with a star
off
the bench,
yeah.
I mean, he's averaging 19-7-7. And I think that we might be able to get – if Mike Bibby's salary comes off the books, we're talking about $14 million a year. I mean, if Stephon Marbury comes in, we could probably get him for maybe 10. I'm not sure. But he's going to penetrate, which Mike Bibby doesn't do. He's going to lead the team in assists, which Mike Bibby doesn't do. And he's going to take big shots and make big shots, which Mike Bibby has not done at least halfway through this season.
But you're planning for –
All right,
thanks
for the call, Rufus. We appreciate it.
I wanted to ask Rufus, when's Rufus planning for? Stephon Marbury's 32 years old. I mean, you planning –
The guy's got a tattoo of a star on the side of his head.
I mean, you sign Stephon Marbury if you're going to – first of all, Stephon Marbury is garbage. But if you really believe he's that good, then that's the signing you would make.
No, I think Rufus lost me when he said that he's going to give Stephon Marbury $10 million a year.
Which the Hawks don't have, A, and B, that's ridiculous.
Well,
but hold on.
That you're going to sign this guy for anything over the league minimum?
Even if you think Stephon Marbury is much better than he actually is, that's something you would do if you were ready to win now.
Marbury is a guy that goes to the Boston Celtics and backs up Rondo. Okay, that is Marbury's role.
And here's here's the irony here is that
Marbury's not going to come to a team that's the 4 seed and
put them over the top.
The irony is that Rufus compared Mike Bibby to Sam Cassell when Marbury is by far the closest comparison to Sam Cassell because
he's doing
the exact same thing Cassell did last year. Right. So, agree to disagree?
With Rufus. I think you and I agree that Marbury is not the answer.
No,
Brian, do you have anything to say about that?
He's in shock.
Nah, Stephon Marbury is not the answer. But they do need to address a point guard position. I want to see Eric Maynor here because he's a bona fide leader. He can manage the game. And, you know, I don't think AC Law is the answer, but Eric Maynor is the answer, I think so.
And I misspoke earlier when I said there's not a star in this draft. You heard it here first. He is a star. He will be a star in the NBA. Whether he's doing it for the Hawks, I don't know. But if the Hawks are smart, that's the guy they'll draft. That guy is a winner.
Wow.
Period.
All right. Still waiting to hear from Ricky O'Connell from Personal Touch Lawn Care of Atlanta. You can visit them at ptlcatlanta.com. Be sure to check that out. Hey, it's springtime. It's a nice weekend out there. If you're going to go home and do a little yard work, Maybe you should call up Ricky and the boys at Personal Touch Lawn Care today. PTLCAtlanta.com, 770-908-1238. We do still hope to hear from Ricky. But, hey, before we go any farther, I don't know if you guys have noticed the shirt I'm wearing today. But it looks like
the shirt you wear every Sunday.
It goes back to the glory years of the Georgia Bulldog basketball program back
they
in 2002.
Those? I didn't know their word.
When they were the SEC East champs under Jim Herrick, when you had Jarvis Hayes, when you had Ezra Williams, Rashad Wright, Chris Daniels, Steve Thomas, before Felton came in and single-handedly tried to put this thing in a Winnebago bus that goes over a cliff. I think he's so successful. They went out there, though. They hired Mark Fox.
And what about that? What do you think?
The Nevada coach. To be honest, I didn't know Nevada had a basketball team. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Well, they had some good. Kirk Snyder was a great player for them, but not for him.
He recruited Snyder there for Trent Johnson, I think, right? Or Trent Johnson, the guy that went to Stanford, is now at LSU.
You got it.
But then Nick Fizikas was the guy that Mark Fox brought in. Hey, you know what? I was talking to X, you know, the producer of the previous show here. When we first got in, he said, what do you think of Mark Fox? And I said, you know what? I also was talking to Joel about this, I believe, too. And I said, I would much rather have Mark Fox than Oliver Purnell. I'd much rather have Mark Fox of Nevada than the other guy, Frank Haith from Miami.
The fact that those were the other options is what's problem.
Yeah, you got publicly turned down by Mike Anderson, which, you know, hey, Mike Anderson
probably
was a guy that, just like Billy Donovan, is going to stay and try to rebuild this Missouri program. And I say kudos to you. You want to stay at Missouri, you want to turn down $2.2 million a year to get 1.6. That's awesome. Good for you. Good for you. Taking less money to stay in a situation you like, because it's not all about the money. Good for you. But the fact that you're then going after Oliver Purnell or Frank Haith, supposedly.
Two guys who have mediocre programs at best.
Yeah, it's not like Oliver Purnell's going to come to Athens and all of a sudden become a better coach. You know what he is. He can feast on the cupcakes and then lose when the going gets tough.
You love Clemson.
I hate Clemson. I hate their football. I hate their basketball.
I used to live up
in North Georgia, where the only thing we got was a Clemson talk radio station. And that was my personal HEAA.
That sports program is based on let's win early and then
wait till next year, baby.
And then throw it in
I'll
the
play end. Next year. We're going to have a good game.
The baseball team's the exact same.
Yeah,
the baseball really team's terrible.
But you know what you're going to get. Like, Frank Haith is not going to come to Georgia and all of a sudden, like, stop being a mediocre basketball coach. So the fact that they went out and got this unknown, I don't mind so much, okay?
Yeah, neither do I.
Because you know what? Tennessee did that. They went out and got an unknown in Bruce Pearl. And that worked out pretty good for him. Okay, worked out well.
Here's my
Florida
problem.
Got a semi-unknown when they went up to Providence,
absolutely,
right? And got Billy Donovan.
Absolutely. Here's my problem.
Worked
why
out
not,
well for
why
them.
Why not go after Anthony Grant? Why didn't they make a run? He went to Alabama, which, in my opinion, is a worse job.
It is. I agree.
So,
here's another thing.
Tell
I was listening to Pollock and Bell Monday through Friday right here on Sports Radio 790 The Zone from 4 to 7, and he had callers calling up and wondering aloud why anyone would want to come to take the Georgia job.
That's crazy.
To which I say,
Derek Favors,
what's wrong with the Georgia job? Number one, you've got an in-state talent base that's insane. Yeah. Number two, you've got a program that just spent $30 million on a practice facility that, when I was at UGA and Jim Herrick was there in the tournament for two straight years, would have been in the tournament for the third straight year, they were talking about building a new Coliseum. So if you go there and win 2 years, they're going to build you a new Coliseum, all right? Number three, did I already mention the in-state talent? Number four, did I mention the commitment to money that they have? You know, they're going to pay a coach $1.3 million is what Fox is getting. They were willing to throw $2 million out there. And if you say the fans won't show up, bull, I was there all 4 years of Herrick, and by my senior year, you were standing in line 4 hours before the game started because they opened the doors 2 hours ahead of time, and people were running to seats. You turn around and you look up in the air, you look up in the rafters, the place was packed. You put a winner on the floor. And Georgia fans, they're just like Atlanta fans. They're bandwagon. They will go to the games. People were scalping tickets to go to Georgia versus Kentucky my senior year. They were scalping tickets for that Florida game where the fans rushed the floor. Georgia has the potential to explode in basketball with money, with in-state talent, and with the possibility. And for anybody that says, oh, I wouldn't want to go there because they don't have tradition. So make your own
tradition.
What did Duke have before Krzyzewski got there?
Sleeping giant.
What did UNC have before Dean Smith had there? And no offense, Scott. I know Lon Kruger.
No,
you know,
Florida's terrible.
Cook
you're right.
Florida,
absolutely.
But Billy Donovan, they're going to build a statue.
Billy Donovan is Florida
basketball.
Is Florida, which is why I didn't leave.
But you have a chance if you are Mark Fox to go to Georgia, and you will be. It'll be like, oh my God, that's Mark Fox.
Here's
floor
my two
at
problems.
Stegman Coliseum.
Here's my two problems with the Mark Fox hire. One, it's just I
don't
know.
Three-time WAC coach of the year.
I don't know. I don't know that they went after the best coaches out there. I think they could have gotten a better coach than him. I'm certainly not going to say he's not going to win because I have no idea. He could be the next best coach in the country for all I know. I
he
just
could
think
be, yeah.
I just think there were better options out there, namely Anthony Grant.
They I was a little upset that they didn't
talk to him. And they didn't even try. I mean, that's by all. I mean, maybe
they're
they
saying it has something to do with the search firm. Did you hear about that little rumor?
Oh yeah,
right,
heard about
here's
that.
Another question: Why do you have a search firm? Why do you have a search firm? I know people do that, but why? Well, you don't. Your AD and your and I mean, you don't know. I mean, do your own research. Come on, you got if you're the athletic director of an institution like Georgia, which is one of the best. I mean, it is. It's a great athletic.
They're one of the most profitable athletic programs.
Keep your ear to the ground. Keep your ear to the ground. Call your connections in the basketball community and find out who's good. Why are you hiring a firm, an outside firm, to come in? To me, that's ridiculous. My second problem with it is
number two.
A lot of people say,
"Is this three prong?" Like
okay,
the last one?
No, this is only two.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people say, "Well, you won with so and so's recruits. You won with so and so." Well, he won his first 3 years there with another man's recruits. He did. That's basically what happened. No. Fox and Nevada. His first 3 years there, they went to the NCAA tournament. But he wasn't playing with his own players. Whether that's a problem, I don't know. I do know this, that with his own players, he's now made, what is it, the CBI?
The College Basketball Invitation.
In two consecutive years.
Hey.
He hasn't even made the NIT. With his own players, he has now missed the NIT two consecutive
Which
years.
Which Billy Donovan has been the last 2 years. When we come back, we've got phone
they
calls
went after Donovan.
Lighting up like a Christmas tree. We'll take your calls when we come back. This is Score Atlanta Sunday on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
I have news.
News.
We're local every weeknight until 9.
Are you listening?
We're local on the weekend.
Are you kidding me?
Our experts are local.
And you know what?
Our play-by-play is local.
You're scaring me.
That's a whole lot of local. 790 The Zone, first for local sports.
And now, another reason to switch to Geico.
Geico is over 70 years old. Now, most of us don't go around bragging about how old we are, especially on the radio. But at Geico, they're proud of their age. It means they can deliver the expertise and reliability that only comes with years of experience. Over 70 and proud of it, that's Geico. How old am I? I'll tell you later, you know, when I'm off the radio.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Everybody loves their car until something goes wrong, right? Well, listen up. April is National Car Care Month. Now, I'm not asking you to buy your car flowers or take it out for dinner. Just treat it right with an oil change special at Advance Auto Parts. Get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for only $14.99. Buy the oil and filter, and Advance will give you $2 off any air or cabin air filter to boot. Whatever you're working on, Advance Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
Hey guys, it's time to talk straight about Salomon Brothers Fine Jewelry in Buckhead. You've heard about it for years, the beautiful Buckhead location, the 15,000 square feet of wall-to-wall jewelry, designer mountings, an incredible view. How can you shop there, you say? Well, here's the reality. That is the greatest myth out there. Today, it's about satisfying a customer with the best selection and the best prices. You don't believe me? Shop around. You're not going to be disappointed. Shop around and then come to Salomon Brothers and compare before you make a decision. A diamond engagement ring is a major investment, the biggest perhaps of your life. You want the most for your buck, and you want quality. And you're going to have the best time and the most comfortable atmosphere for getting that done at Salomon Brothers Fine Jewelry. Most beautiful diamonds around in your price range, and you have a choice. A money-back guarantee if you're not satisfied. The only dilemma at Salomon Brothers, how do you spend the money you have left over you didn't think you'd have? Well, get a bigger diamond. What the heck? She'll be happy about it. Regardless, it's affordable, and now's the time to go. Check them out. Salomon Brothers, 17th floor, Tower Place.
Bucket.
They started in business 11 years ago, similar time when The Zone got started. And we like to think Next Generation Cellular, much like The Zone, is the class of their industry. Next Generation Cellular, a preferred Sprint partner, has got 4 locations, and they absolutely understand service. What am I talking about? Need help setting up your BlackBerry? Next Gen sends a certified rep to your office as your personal tutor. Want to surf the web on your new phone or PDA? NextGen helps you set up your favorite websites. Something not working on your phone, you bring it to NextGen, or if they can't fix it on site, they'll give you a loaner right away. They understand customer service. They'll send people to your home or your office. They'll make it stress-free. Call today, 678-285-0200. That's 678-285-0200. And don't forget, they have an offer right now, the new BlackBerry Curve, for free with new service. Not only free, but NextGen will deliver it to you and set it up as well. That's perfect. NextGen Cellular, four locations, Marietta, Alpharetta, 678-285-0200. They know how to take care of you.
Join the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation on Monday, April 20th at the famed Atlanta Athletic Club for the annual CCFA Golf Classic. Registration limited to 64 foursomes. Call today, 404-982-0616 to reserve your spot.
It's time to play.
We're closing in on the NFL Draft. Keep it locked to 790 The Zone for all the draft insight, expertise, and best interviews anywhere. First for football, 790 The Zone.
Back when he was the Hulkster, none of this Hollywood stuff. Is he calling me Hulk Hogan? My name is Fletcher Brock.
Hulk Hogan's
Scott
my
Janovitz,
favorite wrestler.
Brian Jones.
Hulk Hogan's my
Score
item.
Score Atlanta Sunday.
My item.
Sports Radio 790 Zone.
My item.
He always like a. He's
and
like
Miss
a,
Hogan.
He's like a fake athlete, though.
Oh like yeah, right. If wrestling were fake, that would be true.
He recently signed a 20-year contract with the WWE.
You know what? I was always afraid to like make fun of Hulk Hogan.
Joel's doing the
but
ear.
Then I,
the,
but then I wondered, like, what's he going to fake beat me up?
He would kill you.
Hit you with
fake,
the leg drop.
He'd fake kill me. Yeah, and then I'd get up afterwards and be like, oh, that didn't hurt.
Go see the movie.
It's fake.
Go see the movie The Wrestler and tell me it's fake.
Okay, whatever. Tell you what, hey, you know what?
Why do they all die?
404-233-7979 star 790 free call on your AT&T phone. Phone lines lit up like a Christmas tree. Let's go to John on a cell. John, welcome to Score Atlanta Sports Sunday.
Hey, guys. Love the show. How
Thanks,
you doing
man.
Today?
Fantastic.
I didn't think we could start drinking in Georgia until 1230 on a Sunday. Stephon Marbury for $10 million?
I don't know. That was yeah. that was that crazy
I would give Stephon Marbury $10. And I was just wondering, when's Jared Jack come available? Because he's a hometown kid, great skills.
Good point, yeah.
I was thinking, why don't we bring him in? You pay him that, you know, he's going to command Bibby-like money, but you're going to get a guy 25 years old that's going to play for you in the next 5 or 6 years while you're developing players, and I'll just hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks, John. On a cell, call us anytime, 404-233-7979. Yeah, I agree with him on Stephon Marbury. I think we both – it was Rufus, right, that asked why we didn't sign Stephon Marbury.
Yeah.
Right.
But, no, you'd pay Stephon Marbury $10 to get out of Atlanta.
That's crazy you know what I mean? Talk. You might pay him $10 million never to step foot
right.
in Phillips Arena. But right. But anyway, let's go to Lonnie.
What we didn't answer Jared Jack.
Oh, Jared Jack. No, I'd love to have Jared Jack.
The problem with Jared Jack, we have already established you have two weaknesses, the point guard and the center position. If you get Jared Jack, you don't have a star at the point guard, and then you really have to
We don't have
someone.
A star, but you have an effective player who's going to be able to set up your other superstars, which I thought Joe Johnson was supposed to be.
Yeah, but you want
I thought
someone,
he was.
If Joe Johnson's your best player,
I don't think you paid Jared Jack.
Josh Smith's your second best player. You want a big-time player at the point guard. Either the point guard position or the center position. You need someone legit.
Tell you what, though.
Jared Jack's a good role player. There's nothing.
I'd like Jared Jack as a point guard.
He's not as good as Bibby, and look where the Hawks are now.
It's true.
I don't have no problem with Jared Jack.
But I blame Joe Johnson
and Josh
Smith.
You need someone better than that.
I blame the other guys.
If your goal is to win a championship, Jared Jack's
I think Jared Jack would do just what Mike Bibby's doing for this team.
And let me say this. Jared Jack would be the worst starting point guard in the NBA playoffs this year.
Ooh.
So tell me how you win a championship like that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, we can go down the list.
You just threw that out there.
We can go down the list.
Wow.
Go down it.
Wow. Lonnie, Southwest Atlanta. Let's talk about the Hawks. Lonnie, welcome to Score Atlanta.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
What's up, Lonnie?
Stephon Marbury, that's a bunch of crap. He shouldn't even be allowed to call the station. He should move
Rufus?
Off. Yeah, that was crazy. Now, yeah. I'm going to tell you guys.
And he wanted to pay him $10
million. Yeah. It's crazy. The Hawks' biggest problem is not point guard right now. I think my baby did a pretty good job, you know, and he was better, you know, of course, before the All-Star break. Their biggest problem right now is missing Marvin Williams. Now, people don't really want to give Marvin any credit in this city for some reason, but I'm telling you right now, behind Joe Johnson, he's the second best player on the team right now, and he's not playing. And we got away with it for a while, but Mo Evans is not working right now. Marvin was getting his game together. In a couple of years, you guys are going to pan out. Marvin's going to be one of the top small forwards.
Hey, Lonnie, I agree with that. I think Mo Evans and Flip Murray are better coming off the bench with Marvin Williams starting. And I think the only reason people are killing Marvin Williams is just because they passed on
yeah,
Darren
Paul.
Williams
yeah,
and Chris
I,
Paul.
And Chris
I understand that. We could use Chris Paul. I mean, I understand that totally. But a guy, to me, I have seen improvement from year to year. I have seen more improvement in this guy than I've seen Josh Smith.
Yeah, he picked up absolutely. Marvin Williams,
right.
Josh Smith can't shoot. Marvin Williams couldn't shoot. Now look at what Marvin Williams does from three. I mean, absolutely. That's why you can ship Josh Smith out of here and put Marvin Williams at the three and then move Horford to the four and get a legitimate center. And that's why you have the ability to get rid of Josh Smith is because of a guy like Marvin Williams. I absolutely agree. I mean, I think he is totally undervalued at this point.
Well, Marvin Williams did a lot of work in the summers working with Mark Price, who's one of the best college shooters in the game. And You know, he always had that mid-range jumper. Now he's developed that three-point shot. So, yeah, he continues to improve his game. And, you know, he has become one of the better players for the Hawks this year.
Which, by the way, his development as a shooter is the exact reason why I say anyone who says Josh Smith needs to stop shooting, I think is absurd. Is absolutely crazy. He doesn't need to stop shooting. He needs to learn how to shoot. Okay? He needs to move to the three and actually learn how to make a jumper.
You know what's sad, though? Marvin Williams actually has become a pretty good player, right?
Yeah.
And how many years has it taken? Wouldn't it have been great, though, if he had just stayed at UNC and learned how to play the game
right.
And then come out and then really have deserved to be that number two overall pick?
Yeah. No, I agree. And I think it's sad that the fact that we're saying he's the team's second.
And you have to pay him to do that.
The fact that we're saying he's the team's second best player is also an indictment on how bad they are at developing talent, because Al Horford should be the second best player at this point. That's their guy of the future, and they've really – I think they've curtailed or they've really hurt his progress.
All right, let's shift gears a little bit. Let's get back to college coaches. We're talking about it before the break. Anthony from Lilburn wants to talk about college coaches. Welcome to Score Atlanta Sports Sunday.
Hey, how you guys doing?
This should have been fantastic.
I agree with the Anthony Grant. I thought they should have went after him.
Is this Anthony Grant himself? I just saw your name was Anthony.
No, I'm Anthony. No, I like the show, but... Anthony Gray, I thought that he'd be good for Georgia and for this area. I thought he could probably be a good recruiter for the
great recruiter.
What do you buy into that whole theory about he didn't want to go head to head against Donovan for recruits? I don't buy that at all. Do you?
Nah, I don't buy that. But I just didn't think they dropped the ball on that. But you talk about Oliver Purnell.
Yeah,
Georgia would love to have the record that Clemson has had over the last five
yeah,
years.
Yeah, but they had a great record in the first 15 games of the season, and then they
tank it. Thanks for the call, Anthony. I appreciate it.
They tank it.
Right? No, Oliver Purnell, what he's going to do is he's going to come in, he's going to work with Damon Evans to schedule a bunch of cupcake patsies so Georgia can start the season off 16-0, and then they're going to go 3-13 in conference play just like Clemson does every single year.
And then they're going to lose in the first round
of the ACC, which happened, by the way, which I called, 2 months ago on this show? And they're going to lose in the first round. It's like as a 5 seed. Actually, I gave them too much credit. They were a 7 seed and lost to the 10 in the first round. That was the easiest game to pick of the entire bracket, taking Michigan as a 10 to beat Clemson at the 7.
No,
easiest pick.
Yeah, he's not easy. The guy. But I do agree with the caller that Anthony Grant was, and for whatever reason, I don't know if it was the firm they hired, but they just didn't go after him, and they let Alabama take him for nothing.
And let me point this out. He says that Georgia would love to have Oliver Purnell. Watch next year. Watch Clemson not get much love next year when they start off 15-0 and then end the season at 20-15. Watch them probably not get into the NCAA tournament because people are starting to realize, hey, Fletcher from Score Atlanta Sports Sunday was right.
Daw Fletcher.
Oliver Purnell just feeds on these cupcakes and then doesn't do well when the going gets tough.
I'd rather have you than Oliver Purnell.
I don't think Clemson actually makes the tournament next year. Mark my words, Trevor Booker, I don't care. Clemson's not in the dance next season. Mark it down. You know, we were going to get into a little Braves talk, but we'll save that for the next segment. Let's finish up on Georgia hiring Mark Fox. Could they have gone out and gotten Anthony Grant? Yeah, they probably could have. What about Baylor's coach?
I mean, there were a lot.
Scott Drew, another guy.
There's a lot of good guys out there that are up and coming that just made more sense than Fox. I mean, I don't think anyone even knows who Fox was.
The thing about Fox, it came out of nowhere. That's what it just came out of nowhere.
It's if you reversed his
it wasn't
success.
Like, it wasn't like, oh, we're thinking about Mark Fox, we're thinking about Scott Drew. Like, he was on those lists. You saw him in the AJC. You saw them in Macon.com. You saw him a bunch of places. And it's all, well, Georgia's looking at Purnell and Haith and also Scott Drew of Baylor, and also the Penn State coach, and also this guy. You never saw Mark Knox's name.
Right.
Hey, and I hope he comes in as a Georgia guy. I hope he comes in and wins.
And here's the funny thing about it is that if you reversed his record and he was coming off three NCAA appearances.
He'd be so hot right now.
Right, he's at least hot, and you understand it. But the fact that he's missed the NIT tournament 2 years in a row in a sport, in a game that is what have you done for me lately, it doesn't make
sense.
He's
no Billy Donovan.
It's crazy. It's weird. It's just a weird, weird, weird hire. But listen, who knows? I mean, by all reports, he's a really smart, smart guy, and it could, you know, maybe they know something we don't.
Well, I agree with that. I think the problem with him is Mark Fox is coming to a tough situation because he's going up against Bruce Pearl, Billy Donovan, and now John Calipari, who all three of them can recruit well. What he needs to do is try to keep as many players or recruit as many players as he can in state, because Atlanta is so rich in talent. You can get three or four players here and build an NCAA tournament team.
Yeah. Here's what I want him to do. Here's what I want him to do, okay? I want you to come in here, Mark Fox, into Athens, Georgia, as a Georgia fan. I want you to come in here, and I want you to say, if we're going to lose games, we're at least going to lose them 88-85, okay? I don't want to lose any more games 50-47 like under Felton when,
well, we're just going to play good defense, yeah, and that's going to give us a chance to win.
No, kids don't want to go to Georgia to play defense. They want to go and spend their 1 year, they want to score their butt off and get to the NBA.
They want to play a fast style of offense. I think Brian brings up a great
play
point.
Play offense.
Recruiting is the name of the game. I mean, you got to recruit talent. And that's what makes the hire even more questionable, is that this is a guy who has built his name, if you can even say he's done that.
Because
I don't think anyone knows who Mark Fox was before last week. But he's built his name on the West Coast, right? I mean, this isn't an East Coast guy.
He never has been. Really.
So yeah. He's no connection.
Hey, well,
he has no connections in the South.
Bruce Pearl wasn't a South guy before he came.
No connections in Georgia.
Bruce Pearl wasn't either.
Yeah, but Bruce Pearl is in my opinion, is one of a kind. I mean, Bruce Pearl is.
Maybe Mark Fox is Bruce, one foxy coach.
I don't know. It's just a weird hire because he really has no connections to the South and to Georgia.
I wish him the best. We hope to have him on the show coming up soon. Score Atlanta Sports Sunday. When we come back, we're going to talk about Braves baseball. They open up tonight. They kick off the season. Is this going to be a good year for the Braves?
Braves?
My answer might surprise you. Sports Radio, 790 The Zone.
Mayhem in the AM.
Monday morning on Mayhem, you know what we're doing. Braves open the season on national TV Sunday night. We're the first show to talk about it. Also, Final Four, we look ahead to the championship game. And Nick Cellini, why he loves the viola. Monday morning's Mayhem.
Morning, 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone.
And 790thezone.com.
Stakey here for Energy Defenders, where it's all about saving you money. It's a real simple concept. They're the insulation experts, and they'll help you find the right insulation for your home at the best price. If you check out Energy Defenders at energydefenders.com, you start saving today. Adding insulation to your home increases comfort and lowers heating and cooling costs. You know how much heat you're losing through your attic or through your basement? That's the bottom line. Energy Defenders at energydefenders.com for you to start saving money. Go to energydefenders.com, schedule a free home energy audit. It'll save you money. Check out Energy Defenders.
If you weren't at the Highlight Factory for last year's playoffs, this is what taking the NBA champs to seven games felt like.
How about the gutsy, gritty Atlanta Hawks? They have done the impossible.
No one expected this team. Boston never expected these fans. That was just the beginning.
Marvin on the fly. He jams right over LeBron.
A big basket by Al.
30.9 fourth flip.
30 or more for Joe.
Mike Bibby does it again.
This season, the Hawks have one of the best home records in the NBA, and Phillips Arena has become one of the most feared courts in the league.
Jay Spoon just blocked the shot.
Now, we're back in the playoffs. We've got the floor. And this time around, the Hawks are the team to beat.
Joe Johnson jammed it!
The 2009 NBA Playoffs. Atlanta Hawks basketball. Now you know.
Be there when the Hawks battle the Indiana Pacers on a man plan night at the Highlight Factory, Friday, April 10th at 7:30. Then don't miss the action when the Hawks close out the season against the playoff-bound Miami Heat, April 14th at 7. Playoff tickets are on sale now. Visit Hawks.com/playoffs.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Don't be fooled by other companies' $18.95 per month alarm systems. Those systems don't have live two-way voice security, which means you're not truly protected. Only with Alarm Force you get live two-way voice, installation, activation, and warranty all free for zero down and only $25 a month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Georgia's best choice for home security.
Basketball.
Basketball.
790 The Zone is Atlanta's home for Hawks basketball. From the McDonald's pregame show to the Bacardi postgame show, Steve Holman, 3D Dennis Scott, and Sam Radin have all the action as the Hawks battle for that home playoff advantage. Brought to you by Coors Light and AT&T Wireless. Your Atlanta Hawks are heard only one place. 790 The Zone. Spring training is finally over.
Good.
The games are for real.
Yes!
And we've got your Grand Slam coverage. All-stars Chipper Jones and Brian McCann exclusively every week, along with everyone's favorite baseball man, Chris Domino. First for sports, 790 The Zone.
Score Atlanta Sports Sunday on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Fletcher Proctor, Brian Jones, Scott Janovitz, and Scott has managed to break the computer in the studio.
Just my mouse. I'm without computer.
And you're out of computer. You are OOC. Your computer, at least.
Yeah, there you
out
go.
Out of commission.
Out of computer.
Out of computer. So what did you say?
I'm gonna have to use my boyish good looks for the rest of the show. But
good thing it's radio.
Yeah.
And people can't see.
Ooh, that's not. It's not nice.
What I'm saying is, it's a shame.
And you know what? Here, it's coming from you. It's great because you know you get just destroyed by IJ all the time. You think you'd be sympathetic to someone
like
me?
It's jealousy. That's what it is.
Right, but you think you'd be sympathetic to someone like me? You wouldn't dish out what you get. You know,
I'm not jealous. I know that when you and IJ and Brian mock me,
I never mock you.
It's because you're jealous.
I always have your back.
I don't mock anybody.
That's right. Brian might be the nicest guy in the history of Earth. So
I never claim to be nice, but I don't mock you.
We're going to be joined in just a minute by Aqua Blue's own Brian Longacre. But before we are, let's get into a little Braves talk. Okay, let's get into a little Braves talk. Let's do it.
The Braves.
All right.
Let's get in there. They open up the season tonight. Opening season for everybody else, or opening day for everybody else, is what? Officially, it's Tuesday, but tomorrow the Reds play. But tonight... Opening day, they've stretched it out over the course of a week. Nobody's playing Japan, right?
No.
Last year, the Red Sox played the A's in Japan or something, right?
Crazy.
Anyway, officially we open tonight. Philadelphia hosting
the World Champions.
I don't.
Philadelphia.
That was last year. I'm not here to talk about the past.
Baseball is the most nonsensical sport.
Much like Mark McGwire, I'm not here to talk about the past.
The great thing about baseball is every team, I don't know about every team, I don't know if the Royals really have a shot. But
or the Pirates.
Dayton Moore.
But hey, listen, the truth of the matter is everyone's got a chance. When you look at what Tampa Bay did last year with Colorado, and Tampa Bay had legit talent, but Colorado doesn't really for the most part. And they got hot at the right time and were awesome.
Troy Tulowitzki.
We're awesome too, right? They made it all the way, and the Braves have as much talent as they did, so hey.
Yeah, I mean, let's take a look at what Frank Wren did this offseason. If you want to stop by and pick up this week's edition of Score Atlanta, you'll see that I previewed the season, how they did with the offseason.
You did.
Frank Wren.
You did a great job.
Thank you for that.
I like to say.
Or www.scoreatl.com. You can also check that out.
He brought in KK, as IJ likes to call him, Kenshin Kawakami. Who got absolutely shelled, 2 days ago?
Hey, but you know what? He's a guy that we're going to see how he does. It's going to be a big transition, and if he doesn't work out, Braves have a backup plan. And his name is Tom Hansen. I don't call him Tommy because he's over the age of 4. I call him Tom Hansen.
And
Bob Cox going to do? I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think Hansen will be called up in my estimation probably within the first month to month and a half.
But Derek Lowe, your new ace, has looked pretty daggone good this spring.
Awesome.
Okay. Is he worth the money that they paid 4 years, $60 million? I don't know, but he certainly looked every bit of the ace that this team needs him to be. Now, true, it's spring. It doesn't mean a whole lot, but he's been impressive. Number two starter, Javier Vasquez. All he's done is gone out there and dominated the World Baseball Classic.
Right.
He's dominated in spring training. People were saying it was a head scratcher. You gave up 6 prospects for this guy in Boone Logan? What are you doing? Well, all he's done is dominating spring training.
He's probably been their best pitcher,
And people will say, well, it's just spring training. Well, wouldn't you rather him do well opposed to do really crappy in spring training?
Yeah.
I would.
I sure would, too.
Your number three pitcher, is it Kenshin? Is it Jair Jurgens? Either way, if it's Jurgens, he's a guy that led your team in wins last year. His first full season in the majors last year.
And I love how everyone, Tom Hansen is like the future of the organization. And I think he is too because of the stuff he has. But Jair Gersens is this lost prospect. He's got, you know, people are like, oh, they should send him down to the minors. This guy's the same age. He's 23, 22 years old. I mean,
I think the thing is he's actually done it. I think that's why he's getting a pass is he's been in the majors.
But he's a future. I mean, he can be considered a future star.
He's a future number two. He's going to be a great two.
You put he and Hansen at the top of your rotation in the future, and that's pretty awesome.
Hansen has been impressive. He has certainly been impressive. You've also got Tom Glavine, who's going to be coming back. He's going to make a few minor league starts. I believe he's not going to be with the major club until April the 18th. April the 18th, though, is going to be his first major start.
You know, we sit on here and we talk Falcons, we talk Hawks, and we get more calls than we know what to do with. When the Braves come up, nobody cares. And I want to hear what the city has. What does Atlanta expect of the Braves? How excited are you guys? I mean, because to me, this is the team that's kept Atlanta has kept Atlanta in the conversation as a sports town for the last 20 years.
Yeah, 404-233-7979 *790 on your AT&T phone. Atlanta, Brian, I'm going to put this out there. Braves, I think they win 91 games, and I think they take the wild card. Thoughts?
I agree with that.
What are your thoughts?
I think they went around 85 and 90 games and probably take the wild card. I think they'll be in the battle.
Wait a minute. I have a question for both of you then.
Yeah.
Before you even finish, you both like the Braves as the wild card winner. Then that means either the Mets or the Phillies are on the outside looking in.
Which one? I think the Mets are on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until they learn how to win in September, then. Yeah, they're going to
be until David Wright, who's everybody's preseason MVP, until he shows up in the month of September. I think he thinks that the season ends at Labor Day.
Yeah, right.
Because Dave Wright isn't even a factor, you know, in September, October.
I always say addition by subtraction. Getting rid of Willie Randolph was the best thing they could ever have done, and you know, it gives them at least a fighting chance to do something late in the season. To me, the preseason MVP candidate right here, Brian McCann. Brian McCann.
You've got some notes on what he's done. He's only like maybe the second player ever to hit, you know, X number of doubles or something like that.
Well, he leads all catchers over the past three seasons in doubles, home runs, and RBIs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I think with all due respect, you know, to Joe Mauer, Brian McCann is the best catcher in
the
game.
He's led in those three categories over the last 3 years. And keep in mind that this guy's he's prepared to have a season unlike any other he's had. I mean, by all reports, he looks better than ever. He lost 20, 30 pounds.
He's going to
no longer call him, you know, Lumpy. Right. That used to be his nickname.
Yeah, that's right.
Lumpy. No more.
The guy's ready to hit for, you know, 330 and 35 home runs and drive in 100 and, you know, however many RBI. I mean, he is going to have, I predict right now, MVP.
The question is, who's going to get it done in the lineup? Is Jeff Francoeur going to bounce back? Is he going to have the season that we all expected to have him have last year? You know, is it going to be Chipper Jones doing it by himself because Garrett Anderson gets hurt because he's old? Is it going to, you know, that's the question. Is anybody going to be able to do this besides Chipper Jones, who you know what he's going to bring for about 130 games, maybe, if you're lucky, and Brian McCann, who's going to wear down as the season goes on? Why? Because that's what catchers do.
Yeah.
Or are we going to be surprised? Yunel Escobar, a guy that I've been touting, going to step up and become that all-star that he could be?
I mean, you're right. He needs to. And to me,
Francoeur is going to earn a contract.
He is a legitimate shortstop. And not only a legitimate, I think he's one of the top up-and-coming shortstops in baseball. Incredible arm, great defense, can hit for average, hits for power. I mean, I think he is a great player. To answer your Francoeur question, I don't think there's any chance he's the star we thought he was going to be. I don't think he ever will be. I don't think he's a good enough hitter. He's a great defender, but he just doesn't hit for average. And he's not really, to believe it or not, he's not a power hitter. He's not anymore. I do think he is going to be a lot better than he was last season. I think he'll contribute.
You know what I want from Jeff Francoeur? I want you to give me 18 home runs.
280.
I want you to give me a 280 batting average, and I want you to give me like 78 RBIs.
Okay. I say he needs 20 home runs.
Two more than I said. Okay. Chris from Decatur wants to talk about the Braves. Chris, welcome to Score Atlanta Sports Sunday.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I know myself, I'm a lifelong Atlantan, but I can tell you the Braves haven't done anything since, what, 95 win a championship, and people are tired of all this money the baseball players are making, and everybody's touting old Chipper Jones, old Tom Glavine, old John Smoltz. and we always end up second, third, or fourth.
But what's
in
wrong
the last...
with second?
But people don't want that. People want a championship, and I think that's the thing. That's why you hear a little fervor with Georgia Tech football around town, because people see a potential to do something.
The Braves have potential.
Wait a minute. When you say all you care about is winning championships, you wouldn't be happy. You wouldn't be a happy fan in any city, because no team wins every year.
But at least there's a potential or a chance to win something. I mean, we don't. I mean, every time
the Braves made 14 straight division titles. You're telling me they didn't have a chance to win?
But how do you think the fans up in Buffalo feel? I mean, four straight Super Bowls, and guess what? What do we have to show for?
They were in four straight Super Bowls.
I think if you're a Buffalo Bills fan, you're one of the luckiest fans in the country.
I doubt it. That's another conversation.
How can you complain? There's never been a team with a franchise that's been more consistent than the Atlanta Braves. I mean, they're in it every single year.
Chris, let me ask you this. Did you like those years a lot better than you like the last 3 years? Because I do.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't mind being a New York Met fan or a Philadelphia Phillies fan.
You wouldn't mind being a Phillies fan?
Because guess what? They went to the championship last year. And oh, by the way, didn't they win? And they have a chance of doing it again.
And before that, it was what, 1993? Thanks, Chris, for the call.
And how many years did they miss the playoffs? You know what? Here's my problem with Atlanta Braves fans. It's spoiled. They're spoiled, spoiled, spoiled. When you can't appreciate a team that won 14 consecutive division championships, which is the longest streak in any sport.
You won't see that happen again.
He was just off his rocker right there. It's great to be a Phillies fan.
But here's the problem. It's not just Chris.
My college roommate in high school, a guy who was in my wedding, is a Phillies fan. And he was, for years, saying, I wish I was a Braves fan. I mean, come on, man.
The Braves are a model of consistency.
Last year. Before then, when was the last time they won? Mike from Carrollton, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, how are you?
What's up?
Good, man.
Oh, man, I just got to say something about that last caller. I mean, if he wants to be a Philly fan...
Yeah, move to Philly.
Yeah, go ahead.
Nothing's stopping.
My guest. Bye. We'll see you. Atlanta Braves don't need...
Fair-weather fans. Yeah, so what's on your mind, Mike?
What do you think about the Braves this year, though? You think they got a shot at the wild card or what?
Well, you know, I think they do. And going back to what you said a while ago, that nobody cares about the Atlanta Braves, let me tell you, I've been waiting for this ever since the last pitch of last season. I'm on my edge right now waiting for tonight's game.
Yeah,
glad to hear it.
Yes, so are we.
I'm a diehard Braves fan here, and been following them ever since before the 14 years straight. I'm really looking forward to this season. I think they've gone back to a page from the old school, Bobby Cox-wise, as far as bringing in some veterans, bringing in some pitching. I think the pitching staff is a lot better than it was last year. If we can hold off on the injuries, I know injuries plagued us last year, but if we can do that, and a lot of people are forgetting that when it comes to late July and early August, when it comes to a possible stretch run for the wild card or even the division, we're getting back Tim Hudson.
Yeah, Hudson's
going to
be back.
That's going to be huge.
Late August. Hey, Mike, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Give us a call anytime, and good rooting for the Braves. Tyrone, we'll try to sneak in right before the break. Tyrone, the Bug Man, wants to talk about the Braves.
Oh, well, listen, I'm a Met fan.
Oh,
you
my goodness.
You people nuts. You think the Braves are going to beat us out this year? We was in it in the last game of each of the last two seasons.
And what'd you do?
Our bullpen let us down. We're going to have the best bullpen in the National League. We're not the only people we fear on the Braves is Chipper Jones, and that's it. And maybe that young boy Tommy Hansen when y'all decide to bring him up. But other than that, you got nobody on the Braves team.
What about Brian McCann?
All right, Tyrone, we're up against it. Sorry, man, but you just tell me when Dave Wright decides to show up to play after Labor Day. We'll take a quick break and be back. Talk a little Georgia Tech spring football with Larry Hartstein of the AJC. This is Score Atlanta Sports Sunday on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Pollock and Bell.
They dance furiously until the coming of dawn and the sounds of church bells send the infernal army slinking back into their abodes of darkness.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
Somewhere a few hours from Atlanta, a family packs up the car. In Midtown, a couple of old college friends make some last-minute plans. A group of Little Leaguers pile onto the bus in their uniforms. And the owner of a small company goes over his subtle business pitch one last time before walking out the door. From near and far, they're all headed to the one place where for 9 innings, the only thing that matters is green grass, blue skies, and a team that's always been a part of your life. It's the excitement of walking through the gates at Turner Field that never gets old. The celebration of the great memories we all share. And the hope for the future.
that lives in every swing of the bat.
Chipper Jones just won the ball game.
That's the magic, the excitement, the thrill of Turner Field.
Braves six-game packs are on sale now, starting at $81, including great seats for games versus the Red Sox and Yankees. Visit Braves.com/tickets.
Go to ToastyTorpedo.com to enter for a chance to win free Toasty Torpedoes for a year. There are five great recipes to try. Quiznos. Toasty. At participating locations for a limited time.
Hey guys, Chris Domino, and if I got some great news for you, it comes from Curry Honda, and it comes directly from the owner. What is it most people say? I want to know whose business it is. All you got to do is ask for Adam, and you can meet the owner of Curry Honda. It's the only Honda dealership inside the perimeter. And listen to some of the deals that are going on right now. Certified Honda start as low as 3.9% with warranties up to 100,000 miles to give you a great peace of mind. How about the 2009 Accord special lease payment? $209 a month for 39 months, $25.99 due at signing. And listen to this. The Honda Pilot. You've read about it. You've heard about it. You've seen it on the road. Roomier than ever before. You can seat eight passengers. They got a DVD for the kids. Put it in because you're going to want to make those trips as easy as possible. And speaking of trips, we're talking about great gas mileage, and we're also talking about enough room to take anyone and anything that you need to take on the road. $299 a month for 39 months with only $29.99 due at signing. Are you kidding me? It doesn't get better than that. Oh, it does get simpler, though. Go to curryhonda.com. Price and payment on any vehicle in stock within 15 minutes. That's curryhonda.com. Better than that? Stop in. Go see Adam in person. The only Honda dealership inside the perimeter. It's Curry Honda, ready to make a deal for you and your family.
They started in business 11 years ago, similar time when the Zone got started, and we like to think Next Generation Cellular, much like the Zone, is the class of their industry. Next Generation Cellular, a preferred Sprint partner, has got four locations, and they absolutely understand service. What am I talking about? Need help setting up your BlackBerry? Next Gen sends a certified rep to your office as your personal tutor. Want to surf the web on your new phone or PDA? Next Gen helps you set up your favorite websites. Something not working on your phone, you bring it to Next Gen, or if they can't fix it on site, they'll give you a loaner right away. They understand customer service. They'll send people to your home or your office. They'll make it stress-free. Call today, 678-285-0200. That's 678-285-0200. And don't forget, they have an offer right now, the new BlackBerry Curve, for free with new service. Not only free, but Next Gen will deliver it to you and set it up as well. That's perfect. Next Gen Cellular, four locations, Marietta, Alpharetta, 678-285-0200. They know how to take care of you.
Basketball.
Basketball.
790 The Zone is Atlanta's home for Hawks basketball. From the McDonald's pregame show through the Bacardi postgame show, Steve Holman, 3D Dennis Scott, and Sam Radin have all the action as the Hawks battle for that home playoff advantage. Brought to you by Coors Light and AT&T Wireless. Your Atlanta Hawks are heard only one place. 790 The Zone. It may only be April, but football always lives here.
Ryan looks down the seam. Caught, Roddy White. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Atlanta.
790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
Score Atlanta Sports Sunday on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Fletcher Proctor, Scott Janovitz, and of course, Big B, Brian Jones here on a Sunday morning a few minutes before 12 o'clock. And let's go straight to the phones. You know, we are the official home of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. We've got from the AJC the official Georgia Tech beat writer, Larry Hartstein. Thank you for joining us today, Larry. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. My pleasure.
Repeat caller. We like this. Obviously, we didn't make him mad enough the first time that he wanted to call back and talk to us. We appreciate that. Spring football is going on at Georgia Tech. How's the practice going out there so far?
Well, I would say overall they're pleased. Josh Nesbitt looks very good. He's throwing with a lot more accuracy than he did last year. I think he completed only 45% last season, and he's been very impressive. But the O-line is a major concern.
Yeah. That's mostly because of injuries. Is that right?
Well, injuries and ineffectiveness. I mean, I think, it hurts with two starters out, and also one of the other starters has been banged up. He's been in and out of the lineup. And even though they do have technically five starters returning from last year, two of those guys only played the last few games of last season. So it's not like they've got some incredibly veteran offensive line coming back, and that's definitely the biggest concern.
Yeah, let's talk a little defense, because I think most people assume if they can get that offensive line worked out, that's a pretty dynamic offense with Dwyer and Nesbitt and, of course, Anthony Allen. What about the defense? I know it lost a lot of bodies. Talk about, you know, the defensive line and the linebackers specifically.
Well, I would say that's been, not as much of a concern. Robert Hall at defensive end will be stepping in for Michael Johnson, and I think he's going to have a breakout year because Derek Morgan on the other side is going to draw all the attention. And Hall, they describe him as kind of country strong. I'm not sure what that means, but he's had a huge spring. He's made a lot of plays. He's up about 255, 260. And in the middle, Jason Peters, Ben Anderson have played pretty well. And T.J. Barnes, the big guy, is getting a lot of reps. He's 6'7", 350, maybe more, I don't know. But they are giving him so many reps to try and get that weight down.
Larry Hartstein calling us up from the AJC. That's Georgia Tech beat writer on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. This is Score Atlanta's Sunday show. And last year, I believe Paul Johnson said at one point that he had only been able to do about 10 to 15.